So when you started this petition back in November, why?
Because as a longtime resident of Surrey and a taxpayer, I've seen all the good work that the RCMP do in this community. I live amongst the RCMP officers. I've seen them at work. I think they do a fantastic job. I think they're very engaged in the community in terms of both, you know, on-duty and off-duty events, things like the upcoming Shred-a-thon. They're always participating in community events, and I just think that they need to be properly staffed in order to do a better job. I think they're doing an excellent job with the resources that they've been given, but I don't think they've been given enough resources.
Were you surprised by the reaction from the community on this? It's now over 6,000 signatures. Were you surprised by that?
Well, at first I was excited to hit 100 because I thought, you know, who's going to notice my little petition? Who am I? I'm just a citizen. And then it started climbing and climbing. And then every time there's been media exposure to it, I've seen a jump in the numbers. And I'm absolutely delighted to see that it's over 6,000 people. And it just tells me that, you know, there may be some people that want a change, and that's fine. I respect that opinion, but I just think it's disingenuous on the part of the mayor and or council to assume that they have marching orders from the taxpayers and the voters to go forward with this when it hasn't been addressed. I mean, he won on a vote split and a very low turnout, not on an overwhelming majority. And further, there was more than one issue on the table with Surrey, as you know, with the transit. So I think that it's only fair to put this to the voters.
You think this should go to referendum?
I do.
Okay.
If the referendum results say, yes, let's go to a private police department, then fine. You know, but at least I can say that I tried. It's just this is my opinion and my opinion alone, and my husband's. You know, several people have said the same thing. And I'm concerned about having a mayor that's in control of the police, quite frankly. I know it's been done successfully in other jurisdictions, but leaving aside my opinions about the current mayor, which is not a topic of this conversation, it just concerns me.
So just in the interest of full disclosure, neither you nor your family have any ties with the RCMP?
That is correct.
None of you work for them?
No, that is correct.
Okay.
And just in the interest of full disclosure, and I have to say this, my opinions are my own and not those of my employer or any other entity. They are simply my own.
So when does this petition become enough that you either submit it or, like, does something happen with it from here?
Well, I've actually submitted it a few times
to the
email to Mike Farnworth, and I've never received any response back, but I'm hopeful that because it's been noticed by the media that they will be aware of it. And once things get a little further along, now that the report has been released and sent to the government, I will be sending a follow-up by email to the government, and hopefully they'll at least acknowledge it. Mr. Farnworth has said he's not in any hurry to deal with this. He wants to look at it thoroughly and appropriately, so I'm happy about that. But I'm just doing what I can.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Now, do you take this any further than this, or is there a next step for you?
I haven't actually given that any thought because I was delightfully surprised to see how much traction this survey this petition has gotten, but I didn't really expect that I was going to get this much response. So next steps, I don't know, other than emailing the government and saying, hey, you know what, there's a big contingent of people here that feel the same way I do. Please seriously consider this, or at least ask the local government to get a vote.
Wendy, thank you very much. And
thank you for the opportunity to speak on this.